WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to StoicCom. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Like bam. Suddenly your carefully laid plans are out the window and you're left wondering what hit you. Well, guess what? That's just life, folks. But the cool thing about it is, we have the power to choose how we respond. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating resilience, that inner superpower that helps us bounce back stronger from whatever storms come our way. Because trust me, in these uncertain times, a little extra resilience goes a long way. So, why focus on this? Because life is full of surprises, right? And sometimes those surprises aren't the fun kind, like finding a $20 bill in your pocket or discovering your favorite band is coming to town. No, I'm talking about things that can shake us up: job loss, relationship changes, health challenges, you name it. But here's the thing. How we handle these curveballs makes all the difference. Do we crumble under pressure, or do we rise above it? That's where resilience comes in, folks. It's about building that inner strength, that mental fortitude to not just survive, but actually thrive, even when things get tough. Now let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that awesome resilience superpower. 1. Embrace the power of perspective. Think of it like this: your thoughts are like a lens through which you view the world. Ever noticed how one person can look at the same situation and come away feeling totally different? That's perspective, baby. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even in difficult times. It's not about ignoring the bad, it's about finding the silver lining, that little spark of hope that keeps you going. 2. Practice gratitude. Ever feel overwhelmed by stress? Sometimes just taking a moment to appreciate the good stuff in your life can make a world of difference. Seriously. I'm talking about those simple things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good laugh with a friend. These little joys add up and create a foundation of positivity that helps you weather the storms. 3. Build your support system. Remember, we're not meant to go through life alone. Lean on your friends, family, mentors, those people who get you, who offer a listening ear and a shoulder to cry on or celebrate with. A strong support system is like having your own personal cheering squad, always there to pick you up when you need it. 4. Challenge yourself. This one might sound counterintuitive, but pushing yourself outside your comfort zone can actually make you more resilient. Think about it: every time you overcome a challenge, big or small, you build that confidence muscle. It's like training for life's marathon, step by step. 5. Practice self-care. Okay, this one's non-negotiable. Taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, and do things that bring you joy, even if it's just taking a 10-minute break to breathe deeply and listen to your favorite song. When you prioritize your well-being, you create a solid foundation for resilience. Speaking of real-world examples, think about that time when you had a major setback at work. Maybe you didn't get the promotion you were hoping for, or a project fell through. How did you handle it? Did you spiral into self-doubt, or did you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and use that experience as a learning opportunity? Remember, those setbacks are not failures, they're just detours on the road to success. And the way you navigate them is what truly defines your resilience. So, let's recap. Cultivating resilience is about choosing your perspective, practicing gratitude, building your support system, challenging yourself, and prioritizing self-care. Remember, folks, life throws us curveballs, but it's how we respond that matters. We have the power to choose our path, to rise above challenges, and to emerge stronger than ever before. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you do to cultivate resilience in your life? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep rocking those goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.